welcome to Radio Rubber Room, coming to you from Soundcheck Studios. This is Radio Rubber Room.
This is Radio Rubber Room.
We are at Soundcheck Studios.
Uh-huh.
And it's Chanel's birthday.
Whee!
Happy birthday, Chanel. Yay!
Another year older.
Yay! It's also Radio Rubber Room's birthday.
Kinda, yeah.
Well, I mean, it's our birthday month.
Radio Rubber Room's birthday
month.
You know
my policy. I celebrate birthdays all month long.
So your birthday is continuing a month from now.
No, my birthday has already been, like, did you see my last week? Dude, I went to see Lotus, I went to see Talk and Umphreys, and...
So you start the birthday month before the birthday.
Got auctioned off and bought a date at the Radio Rubber Room.
So your birthday month doesn't start at your birthday.
It's all month.
It's the month.
Now, I'm actually getting gypped because February is a short month.
Yeah.
So I feel extra entitled to celebrate extra hard all month long.
Well, you could just start, like, at
It's really
today.
The only thing, yeah, but I've already started.
But that could just be the pre-birthday... And then, like,
what about birthday month do you not understand? You're born in a month, you celebrate that month.
Thank you, Jess.
It's not a difficult concept.
Our intern Jessica McLean.
Let me interject. I did not understand. I did not know that it didn't start at the day of the birthday and continued for a month.
How
is that fair?
What about,
I've heard of
it
the
could
birthday
be the,
week.
The month leading up.
You just have a birthday year, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
I mean, every year is my birthday.
Yeah, there you go.
Just
start celebrating the day after your birthday for your next coming birthday.
I mean, I do.
It's kind of.
I'm just saying,
like,
I celebrate extra hard during my birthday month.
You'll know more like girls that will celebrate their whole birthday month, and guys that won't even tell you it was their birthday.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah. Just be like, oh yeah, well.
When's my birthday? Anybody know? When's my birthday?
December.
Nope.
You seem gloomy.
One wrong. Two rude.
I'm going to go with March.
It must be here in the summer because we don't know.
See, Honeycutt's point. It's November. No one knows. I don't make a big deal about it.
I wasn't far
off. We did celebrate your birthday, though.
No, I didn't.
Well, I said January.
I'm not saying other people don't celebrate my birthday.
I sang you a song.
Did you?
I did.
Either way.
That's what I have for you.
I thought you just celebrated, like, the minute you were born.
1 minute hoopla.
Yeah,
back
exactly.
To business.
It's like... going crazy for like 1 minute.
Shots at 8:30 in the morning, and then like nothing.
Yeah,
that's a legitimate thing because like you'll be out with your buddy who didn't tell you it was his birthday until midnight, and he's like, "All right, man, 1 minute. We need to get some shots. I turned 37 at midnight."
What?
Not mention that.
Damn it! I would have planned ahead and not taken that shot 5 minutes ago.
I would have actually brought money.
All right, so this show, Chanel's birthday, Radio Rubberman's 5-year birthday. We've got a bunch of people here. I don't know who's playing or what or what's going on. None of us know what's going on the
None
rest
of
the podcast. It might be a little bit of a brief podcast, but we will review Chanel's last year as well as Radio Rubberman's last 5 years.
And we've got some really cool people here who are all part of the music scene in various ways and have been part of Radio Rubberman's history in various ways and my music history in Richmond for... lots of ways. And I'm really glad you guys are all here. Thanks for coming out.
Yeah, no problem.
Well, cool. Well, we're going to go to a break, play a song, and I don't know if we're going to have a live song or not. When we get back, we'll figure it out, but we'll have something. But right now, we're going to listen to a tune. This is DJ Williams' project with Woman Live Somewhere here on Radio Rubber.
So, what else are you going to do for your birthday?
Make sure the volume's on.
Standing by. My name is DJ Williams for the DJ Williams Project. Read me a couple more before we get out of here.
Do it again! Nice! And up! Chorus!
We'll be right back.
band is killing it!
Hell yeah.
Hey, what's going on with that guy? And this chick? Oh my god! Everyone's turning into zombies!
No, not zombies!
I think they're hungry. We need Chef X!
Chef X!
Sausage stars!
Whoa!
Nice shooting, Chef X!
This one's still a zombie!
Burger! Stat!
Yay! Chef X saved the day!
The Camel, 1621 West Broad Street, serving great music 7 nights a week until 2 a.m. and great food Sunday through Thursday from 3 p.m. to 12 a.m. 1 a.m. Fridays and Saturdays with brunch served every Saturday and Sunday 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. See you at the Camel!
Intensity. Passion.
Passion.
Desire.
Desire.
It smells good.
These are the essences of Vaginae.
Vaginae.
The newest eau de toilette from the Spoofco Scents collection that brought the number one selling men's cologne, Phallus Day.
Take a deep breath. The ultimate pleasure.
Behold the true scent of diamonds. Vaginae.
Vaginae.
Smell better than you.
Specially
do.
Formulated from the most feminine of aromas.
Flowers.
Cinnamon. Diamonds. Butterfly dust. And the tears of broken men. Vaginae.
Vaginae.
Harnessed from hormone glands of the tigress. Vaginae. Just spray once on each breast and once twain the legs.
Please yourself.
The only perfume guaranteed to attract men and other creatures. Vaginae.
Oh, Vaginae.
For the woman who only uses the finest silk tampons. Vaginae. Vaginae. Get it all over you.
All away, all away. You just
Justin Shear sitting in on the guitar.
Nice job, guys. That was awesome.
This is Radio Rubber. This is our 5-year Chanel birthday show. Chanel is not 5.
No.
Just avoid any confusion.
I am not 5.
She is at least 7. That I can tell.
I'm at least 21.
How old are you?
Turning
33.
So I'm
33?
7 by like
33.
You don't look a day over 32.
Thanks.
times 7 by 3.
And just for our listeners too, this is not our, if you're your first time listener or whatever, this is not our traditional format, so make sure you go back and listen to some other episodes. But this is a celebration show. We've got a bunch of friends here with us. The room is like got a lot more people in it than instruments than normal.
It's true.
Like the person to instrument ratio is reversed.
It's definitely reversed.
I feel.
But we've had some quality people here.
That's true.
I've been on adventures with most of the people in this
room. The quality level of people is like times 2?
I don't know. The quality of people we generally have in here is pretty high.
That was a joke. That was a joke.
That was a joke.
Was it?
I know.
The funny thing about jokes is
that
they're
mostly
funny.
My joke level.
They're true.
My joke level tonight is cut in half. I did that to compensate
for
all the other things.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The awesomeness.
I don't know if that's working.
Nicole, how did you get hooked up with Radio River?
Worth a try.
I guess River.
How did you get hooked up with River? Yeah, I was wondering this.
Oh my goodness. So like,
I needed a photographer, and she was like, "I have a camera," because one of our photographers didn't show up at one of our events at Emilio's way back.
Yes.
And I was like, and she was like, "Well, I mean, I have my camera in my car," and that was the first time you'd ever photographed a show.
Yeah, that was what that.
And they were like, "You can play guitar and sing," so.
And we were like, "You took awesome pictures, so if you want to keep taking pictures for us, you should do that." And she was like, "Okay,
yeah, it was Villanova."
But your first. Live, like, you played at Emilio's with the Real and Radio Rubber Room show.
Yep, that was my, like, one of my first shows that I've ever done.
That's what I thought.
I did shows in college, but I kind of, like, got out of it for a little while. And then
I just found Nicole at open mics.
Open mic?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, she played open mics for ever and ever, and I was like, hey, you can sing. Let's get you a show.
I'm like, okay.
Derek and I met at open mic, actually.
We did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Open mics worked out well for you.
Yeah. I met Derek at open mic.
No, wait, no, I didn't.
You did. Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I did.
It was either open mic or waking. It was either, open mic or waking up on my couch. Mm-hmm. Whichever came first, I'm not sure.
That's a good point.
That's very
I'm pretty sure waking up on the couch came first.
Is it? And then open mic.
We did that Belle Isle trip, and then we came back a couple times after that, maybe.
Mm-hmm. I'm running your garage, you know, that was good times.
Yeah. That was pre-Radio Reverend days.
That was Lords of the Bobbleheads, or Guys of the Bobbleheads.
Before that, probably.
Wow.
Good lord.
Back in the day.
I feel older than Chanel right now. It's probably because
aren't you?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah,
I'm thinking.
Yeah, I'm older than Chanel.
It makes you feel any better. You look a lot older than Chanel.
Thank you.
Thanks.
That I appreciate that.
Yeah. Kidding me? She's 21. What are you talking about?
What's the connection
I just
with Radio Rubber Room and the seedier element of Broad Street? I mean, like,
I don't know.
First, you guys are at the Republic, then Emilio's, now the Camel. I mean, like.
So you're saying the Camel, are you calling the Camel CD? I think it's one of the like lesser CD places nowadays.
It's very seedy.
Unless you drop a bunch of
CDs.
Pretty soon we're going to be the Starbucks, don't worry. The goal is Starbucks.
They're sowing seeds of rock. Maybe that's what you mean.
They are sowing seeds of rock. And I think, you know, we've sowed seeds of rock wherever we've been.
Hell yeah. All y'all's events have been awesome. I remember... Like the Republic days and the Emilio's days were so much fun, and then now the Camel. It's like the best of them all, really.
Well, I'm telling you, wait for Starbucks. It's going to be it's going to be a step above.
One of the things that I think we've definitely done over the years is improve the production quality. And not only, you know, the places we've been,
Pictures.
Well, yes, pictures. And part of that is the light show that makes that possible. Because at Emilio's, the pictures... The pictures were great. Like, you couldn't see anything in them because there was no light. So bringing in Billy to do the light shows at the Camel has really upped our game and made it that much useful for people who play the shows because you can see them. And they've got those amazing pictures from Nicole and from Lauren and sometimes from Jason, too, that really are press pack worthy. And often it's like the beginning of them playing shows or their first show, their first gig. So they can, from then on, send something out to people who aren't in Richmond that looks professional.
That looks nice, yeah.
And, your reviews are part of that, too.
Well, we got, as the Dream Machine, you're talking about the Republic, Tyler Conta was doing photos over there, and we got some incredible photos, and still you have, great photographers that are coming out and making, great watermarked photos that helps you look good and is able to get the word out about these great photographers that you guys are having on.
Like Kai Eason, for example, who's also sitting here.
And that's a really good point, too, because
Radio Rubber Room has
really become like a rite of passage for any band, worth its salt here in Richmond. To play Radio Rubber Room is like, I mean, I remember when we played in Ashland, like, for the first time, we were like, oh my god, we're gonna play Radio Rubber Room.
We were
really excited about that. And you guys have come so far from there.
See, when you first said that, I thought you were talking about how difficult it is to hang out and get the music going here. I know it's always fun. That's me.
Turn your phone off!
It's an important call, let him take it.
No, it's not me, it's you.
Oh.
Whatever you say, giant head on the wall.
What was the question?
Yeah, what is it difficult to hang out and get music going?
What?
Hello?
What?
Ja? God? God, are you there?
I was saying, is it a rite of passage because of like our fun technical times here?
No, I don't mean like in a bad. I mean, it's like a rite of passage, like it's something that everyone does,
like a walkabout.
We're not talking about like a test of endurance or like pain.
Like a walkabout. It's like losing your virginity.
Wow, Brian.
You're like,
yeah.
You must think you suck.
I'm gonna go back to eating chips.
It's like eating chips, is what they're saying.
Everyone does it.
It's like, you know, graduating high school, Brian.
Oh, you mean it's like that scene in Fight Club where he poured lye all over his hand?
Yes, it's like that.
Precisely. Except in your ear holes.
Bingo.
Wow, that sounds really painful. You're not in charge of marketing anymore, Brian.
See, I feel like I was starting to learn something and then not.
Welcome to life.
That's a very good point. Very, very good point.
Well, does anyone have anything important to say before we take a break?
I think that during this break, we should all think about our favorite memories of a Radio Rubber Room show or podcast.
Got it. All right.
And who are we hearing on this break, Derek?
All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to listen to Reverb Nation.
I don't think that's...
Oh, like sorry. People's Blues of Richmond.
There you go.
Same thing.
Are you kidding me?
Yes, I was. I'm just not... Nothing's landing today. That's a problem. But, this is Hard on Blues by People's Blues of Richmond here on Reverb Nation.
Yeah. God, y'all.
These are the essences of Vaginette. The newest eau de toilette from the Spoofco Scents collection that brought the number one selling men's cologne, Phallus Day. Take a deep breath.
The ultimate pleasure.
Behold the true scent of diamonds. Vaginette.
Smell better than you
Specially
do.
Formulated from the most feminine of aromas. Flowers, cinnamon, diamonds. Butterfly dust and the tears of broken men. Vaginae. Harnessed from hormone glands of the tigress. Vaginae. Just spray once on each breast and once twain the legs.
Please yourself.
The only perfume guaranteed to attract men and other creatures. Vaginae.
Oh, vaginae.
For the woman who only uses the finest silk tampons. Vaginae. Get it all over you.
Welcome, my friends, to Alejandro's fine world of art. I'm Alejandro, and I'll be your guide. Today, we will be working with wood. Working the wood is art in its most natural of states. So natural. First, a little history of wood. Man has always had wood at his disposal. Wood comes from trees. Trees need wood to stay erect. I love trees because they give me wood. Choose your wood wisely. Working with a soft wood is less pleasurable. You will find the functionality of soft wood to be disappointing. It is important that you choose a hard wood. Some wood is so strong that even Mother Earth cannot blow them down, such as hickory, the hardest wood. Once you have chosen your tree, you will know it is the wood you want, because it is throbbing in the sky, begging to come down for release. It is ideal that you have a partner to get that wood down, but I prefer the solo method. Get a firm grip on your wood felling tool and stroke it, thrusting it with all of your might, as deeply into the wood as possible. Thrust and pull, and thrust and pull, and thrusting and pulling. Steady now. Bust your load of wood all over the ground. Now that you have obtained wood, maintain it by getting it milled into a more workable shape. You can get your wood milled into different thicknesses depending on your preference. I prefer 2 inches of thickness. Now I am really ready to work it. The wood, I mean. Since I've just destroyed an avian domicile, I will be constructing a birdhouse. In order to make your birdhouse, you must measure your wood. Measure and cut several units. Drilling in one, an orifice that is large enough to fit even the largest of wood peckers. Attach them using butt joints. A butt joint is a joinery technique in which two members are joined simply by butting them together. You must reinforce your butt joints. You'll need a dowel rod. Drill holes at the butt joint. Deep, but not so deep. Smear your double-headed dowel rod with lubrication. Make sure you dock your members at the correct angles or your dowels will ream your holes. That's right, ram all those rods in there. Clamp them tightly to hold the unit in place. Reinforce all the butt joints with a good screwing. Get as many screws in there as possible. Screw it, screw it, screw it, screw it. Keep screwing, flip it over, screw it some more. Screw it, screw it, screw it. Yes, 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 yes. Jam a post in the bottom. Ah! After all this woodworking, I'm in need of a nap. Don't touch me.
Hey, it's me, Sean, from Radio Rubber Room. Science has long shown that smoking looks cool, but it's not. Smoking is really, really bad for you. That's why I'm here to tell you about a new trend that not only looks cool, but is really healthy. Vegetable smoking. Vegetable smoking? What's that, you may find yourself asking? I roll my own cigarettes out of organic vegetables. It's how I get all of my vegetables. Vegerettes. I developed it in Grandpa's tool shed. This cigarette's made out of broccoli. So healthy. Oh, I rolled it out in an onion. So healthy. Oh. You can smoke all sorts of vegetables, it turns out. Carrots, zucchini. I've been even experimenting with fruit like tomatoes and watermelons. I love smoking watermelon. I smoked a whole carrot earlier. Tomorrow I'm going with like a potato-y celery mix. You can pretty much smoke all your food. I smoke all my food. I smoked a blend of parsley and sage out of a green pepper that I grew myself. Then I smoked the green pepper. So healthy. Nutritious. You can get most of your nutrition from Vegerettes. I haven't eaten food in 6 weeks. Just smoked it all. Side effects of Vegerets include anemia, scurvy, ennui, jaundice, chronic cough and red eyes, and nicotine withdrawals, discoloration of the cartilage, anger, wheezing, irritability, anemia, bloody lung cough, green eye, cravings for ranch dressing, and diarrhea. And constipation. Constipated diarrhea. Infrequent and unpredictable hallucinations. What's that? What was that? Vegerets. I developed it in Grandpa's tool shed.
You never listen to me. You leave your underwear on the floor and the toilet seat up and...
I guess it's that time of the month again. It's gonna be a long week.
Not this time, it's not. Like most of life's problems, there's always a little pill that can fix them. And this time is no different. New, from the scientist at Spoofco comes... Mandol.
Mandol? What's that?
Mandol is a little pill that will solve all of your menstruation problems. Mandol is a carefully crafted blend of heavy sedatives and mild hallucinogens that will make you completely oblivious to the symptoms of your significant other.
Wow, that sounds like a lifesaver.
Oh, it's a lifesaver, all right. The red kind. When that emotional floodgate opens, Mandol is there to turn the sounds of bitching and moaning into a beautiful siren song.
You never listen to me. You leave your underwear on the floor and the toilet seat up and... You're such an amazing man. Let me make you a sandwich while you watch the game. La 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 la.
God bless you, Spoofco.
You're welcome. Get your Mandol today at naked-jester.com.
Hey, bras and bras ears. They say that those who don't remember history are doomed to repeat it. Well, I'm not going to let that happen to my bras and brasettes. So this is history with your bra Travis. I'm Travis. So back in the day, there was like this French guy named Napoleon. Yo, he was a short little brosif. Yo, and he was like, yo, bros, I'm going to take over Europe. He was like, this bro had something to prove. Like, he had some kind of complex or something. So his troops hoisted it up on his horse and he galloped to battles all over the continent. He won most of them too, scrappy little brosif. They say good things come in small packages. And that's why I have dubbed him Napoleon. Yeah. Bruh.
In five delicious carbonated meat flavors, chicken, pork, beef, fish, and ostrich, crack open a refreshing carbonated can of liquid meat.
I'm having beef. What about you?
I mix chicken and ostrich and it tastes just like turducken.
Packed full of protein, liquid meat is the preferred energy drink for bachelors and 3 out of 10 bodybuilders. Homeless people love liquid meat too.
You spare a dollar.
Too busy to make dinner? Feed your family an ice-cold, refreshing can of liquid meat.
To another exciting episode of Green Living Through Pica. My name is Pica. It's also a neurological disorder, but y'all already knew that. Today I'm going to be explaining a simple dish that is fun for everyone in the family. And it's easy to make. Pica 7-layer lasagna. First, preheat the oven to 475 and warm up a skillet with a bit of shampoo to ensure a non-stick surface. Start by grinding about 4 or 5 old cell phones in a food processor until they are well mixed. It's good when they're fresh cell phones. Saute some eggshells in a skillet until they are golden brown. Then add your cell phone puree. Let that thing simmer. As you prepare the leftover egg carton, and 1 or 2 used shingles to separate the layers. Bring 1 quart windshield washer fluid to a boil and place the egg carton and shingles in there together. That just smells delicious. It's a matter of personal preference how long they need to cook, depending on how soft or hard you like them. I prefer al dente, so I only cook them until the shingle is workable, but still firm. Now you want to make the meat of the lasagna. By now, your old cell phone should be thoroughly cooked. In a large mixing bowl, mix 1 pound couch cushion innards with the cell phone and add crushed light bulbs. Including the head, y'all. I like to hide it in there like it's a little old surprise. Whisk them until the couch cushion and light bulbs are blended evenly throughout. The sauce we'll be using today is a traditional recipe from Italy, known as the bolognese, because it's thicker than most sauces and typically has chunks in it. Melt several old toothbrushes and water bottle caps in a medium saucepan until it's completely homogeneous. Put tree bark in a cheese grater and grind it over the sauce. Add 1 cup straight up dirt. Okay, y'all, it's time to start building lasagna. Coat a 10x20 Pyrex pan with a light dusting of laundry detergent. That's borax, y'all. Place a few scoops cell phone and couch cushion puree right on the bottom, building up a layer about 1 inch thick. Then place the used shingle gently across the first layer. Now, brush some bolognese sauce on it. Pour some more dirt right over the top of the whole lasagna. Don't be too frugal with it now. When green living through pica, dirt is the most valuable asset because of its abundance. It also doesn't hurt that it's downright delicious. Now, place it in the oven and set a timer for 1 hour. While it's cooking, feel free to make a salad. I like to use any shredded documents or leftover puzzle pieces or buttons that I find around the house or under the furniture. Toss them in a salad bowl, and if you like, you can make some dressing out of garbage juice straight from the trash can. When your oven goes off, the lasagna is ready to be served. Cutting it with an old chainsaw enables you to serve the Pyrex tray with the lasagna, adding that extra tenderness and crunch that your family will surely love. It just smells so good. This has been Green Living Through Pica. I'm Pica, your host. Join us next time when we will be making a lovely flaming frappe out of old crayons.
Rich people.
I need to catch this feeling, put it in a bottle before it slips away, before it slips away. Slips away.
slips away. I've been chasing this feeling, it seems like forever. Won't let it slip away. Won't let it slip away. But I've got no reason to hurry. I've got no reason to worry. And I've got no reason to be afraid. Catch this feeling, put it in a bottle before it slips away. Before it slips away. And if you catch this feeling, I hope you're willing to share. I'm more than willing to share. I'm more than willing to share. But I've got no reason to hurry, and I've got no reason to worry, and I've got no reason to be afraid.
This is Radio Rubber Room, and that was Derek.
I'm glad you started playing the guitar again, man. It's long overdue.
So, yeah. How's it going, everyone?
That was good. I'm glad you played.
Me too.
A-class whistling.
Thanks.
Yeah, like, that's hard stuff to do.
Whistling?
Well, like, whistling, like, you know, consistently well.
Yeah, it is difficult, I would say.
Well, thanks.
Try skip whistling. I mean, that's even.
Yeah, you went straight to like shred it up, which is cool.
Like that?
Yeah, there's a whole instructional course available from like Radio River.
That is true.
It's true.
It is true. Skip whistling is a thing.
Speaking of good Radio River memories, what are your favorite Radio River memories, Derek?
I'll tell you what. Silo Effect came on. Very, you know, ambient, spacey, jammy. But only two of them came on, bass player, Silo Effect.
Silo Effect.
Yeah.
Oh, right, yeah.
Sorry, you know who you are, now you know I know who you are. But, well, they came on and, they just did renditions of the song on a nylon string. Totally spacey, ambient. Just an interpretation of the song, because I grew up on Unplugged, you know, and you know, stuff like that, and just to hear them take a song that was jammed out typically and be able to translate it to just vocals and nylon string was awesome. Every time a band releases a song for the first time on the show is always awesome.
That is always awesome.
You know, it's always kind of cool. Dream Machine's probably done that. I'd assume.
We did it.
You didn't?
We did, yeah.
Yeah.
What was that one that we did that was like...
Take the Ride?
You Bought the Ticket, Take a Ride. Yeah, yeah, that one.
Yeah. I miss you guys.
Yeah, Dream Machine's awesome. Whatever happened to Dream Machine?
Oh, we got Yoko.
Cool. Well done.
Bazinga.
This is a radio-friendly story to tell. Doesn't sound like it.
Yeah,
There's beef there.
No, it's not big.
I'm just kidding.
So, what about you, Nicole? You've got to have a few favorite Radio Rubber memories so far.
Newer ones.
Oh, okay, some of my favorite Radio Rubber Room memories.
I have a favorite memory.
Okay, Nicole, go ahead.
Sorry, you're taking a while to think of one.
Okay.
I definitely have one on deck. It was when the bells came on for a show, and people brought out powdered peanut butter.
When we made Tommy powdered peanut butter.
I found that at the Fresh Market.
And the Fresh Market powdered peanut butter, it was very silly. And people were mixing it with water, and it looked kind of like dookie water, but I tasted it. It tasted like peanut butter milk. I don't know. It was quite the ride.
It was organic and GMO free.
But it also was very weird looking.
It was.
But it was a good show. It was very fun.
Well, that was a callback. The first time we had them on, we made them eat peanut butter before they talked. Before they couldn't answer questions without eating peanut butter. So Tommy hit me up before we had them booked again. He's like, you know, we're going to have more peanut butter. And I was like, I'll hook it up. So I was shopping around. I found organic dried peanut butter.
Even better. More sticky.
And more dry since we're talking.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We tried to make the peanut butter, but we put way too much water in it, and it was just like, ugh.
It's like peanut butter.
Peanut butter. Sweet.
It was like Ovaltine peanut butter, basically.
It was weird.
It actually sounds kind of awesome.
It wasn't horrible.
It wasn't as bad.
It wasn't as bad as it looked.
But it wasn't great either.
Yeah, it was definitely gritty.
This is funny. This guy, Justin Shear, had a head injury in high school, and like for like a month or however long, how long was it?
Like 2 to 3 months.
3 months. Everything tasted like peanut butter.
Well, it was specifically tasted like a West Virginia treat known as a Goo Goo Cluster. You think I'm making this up, but I'm not.
No, so, I didn't think that ever was.
Right before the incident, I was in West Virginia, I had bought a box of Goo Goo Clusters. And I actually was eating the last of my Goo Goo Clusters, and then I like went on my fateful adventure where I sustained a massive head injury. And then for like 3 months, everything tasted like Goo Goo Clusters, and it was really a living hell.
So
you think that it's a marshmallow nougat with peanuts and chocolate coating?
Can we explore this?
I will never, forever eat one.
Can we explore this a little? So
that sounds very traumatic.
So is all food just a sensory? So just you know,
like a bird.
What happened? Do you know anything medically?
Your taste buds are definitely connected to
it's
nervous
connected
systems,
to your
like
brain.
Your
brain.
Yeah. Well, I get that. But, like, something can, like...
I was eating, like, spaghetti with meat sauce, and I was tasting, like, peanuts and nougat and caramel.
That's so confusing.
That's so awful.
I wanted to, like, stab myself with the throat. Like,
do you know what...
I'm
like,
glad you didn't do that. Honestly, I don't have much of a sweet tooth, so that would really get to me after, like,
terrible.
A day.
Terrible.
Do you know what part of the brain, like, that, like, affected that?
Whatever part that I hit.
Touche. Where was the fun? Where was the scratch or the bruise? Or
I don't know. Somewhere on my head.
Next to the peanut belly.
Peanut belly.
Okay. So that's my new favorite Radio Rubber memory.
It's the time we learned about Justin.
Yeah, it's a share from Google Classics.
That could make like a study, I feel like. They would study.
That's what I was trying to do, and I couldn't get anywhere because you couldn't remember.
Cluster syndrome.
I'll tell you what, though. Being the roommate of a guy who doesn't like peanut butter is pretty awesome. You can buy like Reese's, peanut butter.
I used to like peanut butter.
Peanut butter ice cream, like all kinds of peanut butter like candies and stuff. Oh, yeah, won't even come near it. Yeah. Hey, man, you want to buy this? Ben and Jerry's? You know, we can split it. No, I'm good.
Oh, I didn't want to share anyways. Haha. Pretending to be nice.
Sorry.
So cool. Nicole, have you had time to think?
Oh, okay. So, no, there was a few weeks ago when we were trying to figure out what that thing
was. The Godhead?
Yeah.
It's now the Godhead.
If not, it was the Godhead, and then the next episode...
It was the Jahead.
It was the Jahead. I think that was it.
Evolution of Jahead.
And I think my future favorite Radio Room episode is when we actually get a dog.
When we actually get the speaker in there.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, my name is Yahweh. And we're like, oh.
You need to get, like, the job.
I do like the legends
so
of the
hidden
temple.
I said, I'm the son of the God. They said, no way. I said, Yahweh.
Exactly. Or what if it's like, I'm Nicole.
No, that'd be too weird.
That'd be weird, right?
Yeah,
so we're looking forward to getting the jaw mic installed in the jaw head. Mm-hmm. What else are you looking forward to, Derek?
Well, we were talking before the break about my back hurting, and I'm hoping it's not... You said it was my kidney area?
It was. You're definitely pointing directly at your kidney.
So I'm hoping that's just, like, muscular,
freak
not my
out
kidney.
You know,
I've been
you
kind of
Jess, you know better.
Kind of behind
the you're just doing it on purpose.
Stirring the pot.
You lean against the back of a chair and just kind of like poke it around a little bit. Mm-hmm. Eventually the pain might go away.
So if I just go like this?
No, like it's just like kind of like the sharp edge of like the chair.
Yeah.
It's like rolling around
kind of
a little bit.
Like
you
Blue the
like
Bear?
My dog
yeah,
trying to scratch his back.
I actually get on that point.
Bend yourself even funnier, Derek.
Oh, God. Is this your favorite moment now?
Maybe. I don't know. I think this is the moment I want to forget.
I think my favorite moments were shows at Republic.
Shows at Republic were fun.
Republic days were very, very fun.
I still have a poster from those days. I have a Dream Machine poster from those days.
Yeah. The first one, me and Chanel were talking about this the other day. I was Justin used to draw them, and the flyers for the shows. And I was apartment hunting, and I was getting shown an apartment, just a random apartment. Random apartment, walked in, looking around. People still lived there. And one of Justin's flyers was up, like, posted on the wall.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
Do you remember which one?
It was the original one, like the robot guy. Junk. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Soundstorm.
Soundstorm.
Yep, yep.
I have that poster.
Maybe it was Nicole's room. I don't know.
There have been so many moments. Like, I'm sitting here going through all the shows. Like, the relaunch show at Broadbury with Imaginary Signs and Moxie.
I forgot about that.
The first time we had Nicole play, and when Kanika played,
actually,
the live events, and Kanika's show, and having Sam Reed on, and...
So these are your favorite moments.
I mean, there's so many. There's so many.
Actually, Pink Moon was one of my favorite radio.
Pink Moon in general.
That was amazing. That was incredible.
Mad Tea Party. Both years. Both years. Mad Tea Party and Pink Moon have been incredible experiences, and...
That has been my favorite.
God, there's so many.
So, yeah.
It was all terrible.
So very many awesome moments. I met Honeycutt for the very first time at a Radio Rubber Republic show.
Back in the Republic days.
I remember meeting you.
Be like, hey, you guys can't do that anymore. Just to let you know, like, good show. Great job, but you can't do that anymore.
Can't do what?
Well, no, any number of things. Several calls, and then it was like, the only reason we didn't get the plug pull is the guy was there and he thought it was pretty good. He said, don't do that anymore.
I don't remember that specifically.
Seeing Dirty Picture Show play for the first time at a Radio Rubber Republic show was one of my first, hey, I could get involved with this show moments.
That was, like, when I first moved back to Richmond. I remember, like, that was one of the earlier shows I saw and, like, getting back into the Richmond music scene after, like, leaving for a while.
Yeah.
It was just like, oh.
The Northerners played their first show.
Northerners played their first show.
I remember that because I was super pissed because, like, the Republic booked them on top of our show and we had to squeeze them in. And we had to move everything up and it was, like, an ordeal of a day. And then, like, we watched them play and we were like, oh, everyone likes them. And then...
I'm no longer pissed.
Yeah.
No longer angry. Then we ended up liking them, too.
Booked them again. And
yeah.
Toxic Moxie did their first show there.
Toxic Moxie was
Halloween. First show. Mm-hmm. That's
without, before Sarah, it was just the guys.
Yeah.
You.
Instrumental.
And, Joseph won the Halloween costume. He was the weather.
Yeah.
Remember this? Mm-hmm. Remember this?
Yeah.
I think I was working that night.
Probably.
All he had to do is like put a piece of wire in his tie.
I was saw Radio Rubber.
But it was so clever.
Yeah.
It was so clever.
I first encountered Radio Rubber as a waitress at Republic, and I was cocktailing, so I hated it because the crowds were rowdy.
Rowdy.
And they would get in my way, and I'd have to like push through people every night. And then I got to know everybody because that was, you know, nice enough as I was going through. And like got to know the crowds, and then it was really easy. But
that was probably that Beton ghost you had a big problem. He's the rowdiest of them all.
And then Derek would come in. Derek would be there all day Wednesdays and Tuesdays getting ready for the show and just drinking tons and tons of coffee.
I
would have to make you like 4 pots of coffee a day. And so we'd have to talk like 20 times because his coffee would be empty all the time.
How many pots of coffee do you have?
And that's how I got involved in Radio Rubber Room. Serving Derek coffee at the bar.
At Fateful Republic. Days.
Oh my gosh. I met Honeycat when he played a show with Dream Machine and tried to set a merch in my one profitable table, and I was like, nope, move it. Yeah, you are not that special.
That's right. But you were wrong.
Yeah, not about that.
But I moved.
You're even more special.
I was a baby.
Just special in different ways.
Well, guys, we got time for one more song. But before we do, does anyone else have anything else they want to like get to that we've missed or not talked about or want to talk about more?
I think that I want to talk about how awesome the next year for Radio Rubber is going to be. We've got so many big things in the works that I can't wait to tell everybody about. big plans, kids. Stay tuned.
So yeah, keep up with the fake Facebook page. Tell Chanel happy birthday.
The fake Facebook page.
No, the real Facebook page.
You said Facebook page.
It is.
You're saying keep up with the fake Facebook page?
I don't know what I said, guys, okay? Just
catfishing people over
here.
You catfishing
on
me.
We're going to blame
you. You catfishing again, Derek. I thought we worked through this.
Somebody rub my kidney.
I can give massages here. If you like, turn around and just like poke it.
We'll work on it, okay? Yeah.
She makes it sound so appealing when she starts making the poking motion.
Yeah. People are talking to Radio Rubber Room on the internet, and then they go over and they go to their house, and it's just Derek.
I mean, that's not incorrect.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're definitely posting Derek's address before we post
mine.
Yeah.
Well, guys, what do you guys want to hear for the last song? Because I got to search it. Well, it's got
to
be...
Let's go with...
She used to drive a taxi in Richmond, from what I'm saying. But I don't think
Chumbawamba.
Okay, Richmond music, guys. Come on. You know the theme of the song.
Oh, you should do like a... What's that King song? Oh, I'm trying to think what it's called.
I want
to
hear some Imaginary Sons, guys.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. You guys talk while I find some stuff.
We played the Imaginary Sons new single in like every show this year.
Okay. How about the Imaginary Sons? Singer?
How about Getaway? Because we're totally getting away from
huh?
that.
You got any DJ Williams?
We played DJ Williams at the beginning of the show. Everyone's paying so much attention today. It's
how about I insert whatever I want into the podcast later?
Why did you even
ask? I'm trying to remember what it's called.
And we play that one all the time. We play that one all the time, too. And, we play like the same five songs.
It was really fun.
Let's edit all of this out.
Lady Gaga.
Oh, yeah, Lady Gaga. I vote for that.
All right, you guys talk about some stuff while I find some Lady Gaga.
Or we could just edit this out, because that was a mess. Okay.
Clearly,
I think
this is a vision of a show.
That's what the
cut... So what's up with your fake Facebook profile?
Buttons for...
Yeah. It was making me laugh, because when you were talking about giving Derek a back rub, I asked my friend to give me a back massage, and she straight up just started elbowing me in the back. I actually hate you, but this is really funny.
Do you have a card?
What?
Do you have a card?
Oh, her card. I did not get that.
Nothing's landing, is it?
You know what they say about comedy? It's all timing.
True story.
Yeah. And competent audiences.
I thought it was all about reading
your
audience.
I heard this really awesome new knock knock joke, man.
Who's there?
You want to hear it? You start.
Knock knock.
Who's there?
Alright.
It's me!
I'm gonna laugh at where it actually ended up stopping where I was talking about pointing to your kidney.
That's good.
That's where
we're seriously, you know what you're doing?
Who's going to Scary Street after this?
Brace yourself against something.
Are you driving in an automobile?
To my house and then taking an Uber.
Okay. Word.
I'm gonna start.
You're welcome to join.
That sounds awesome. Dude, those breakfast sandwiches the other day, those were really good. With the croissants, I was into it.
That was really good.
I like breakfast sandwiches.
I think they are probably one of the better sandwiches that get overlooked when you talk about what's your favorite sandwich.
If a sandwich has egg in it.
Egg and bacon, egg and cheese. It's such a good sandwich.
I like a breakfast Monte Cristo.
What's that?
It's, well, a Monte Cristo is like...
It's like French toast, right?
French toast for bread, yeah. It's a sandwich with French toast for bread.
Okay.
It's basically like a McGriddle.
See,
but
a
breakfast one has an egg on it, too.
Yeah, so...
And bacon.
I don't really like French toast with syrup and like powdered sugar.
Yeah.
I eat it like with like salt and pepper. Like just eggy toast because it's like not intrinsically a sweet thing, and that's how my mom always made it. And so I really like a ham and cheese like with French toast.
With salt and pepper.
Yeah.
Are you like drained?
And like an egg on top.
My ex.
Did you ever do eggy in a basket?
Oh yeah, classic.
A what?
Ricky.
Here we call it egg
Ricky
in a hole.
Cheese.
These guys wouldn't know
egg
in a basket.
With like a.
Yeah. I call it
egg
in a hole. Or
egg in a hole.
Yeah.
Hole.
Yeah, I've heard all of those names. I would recognize any of them. I'd be like, I want to eat that.
Is that what you like?
Mm-hmm.
Yo.
I want to eat that.
I want you inside.
All right, so are we doing anything else?
Nope.
No?
And we're clear.
We're getting a rub down, it looks like.
We're going to burn cigarettes.
Okay, cool. Then I'm going to pack.
do couch beats. Live couch beats.
Probably not your best idea.
You helping a little bit?
I guarantee it's not his word.
I was about to say. I've really
been able to. Man, y'all just never been in a good couch beat session.
Well, obviously not.
Also, drink a lot of water.
I wish that fucking camera was still on. Yeah, this would be one hell of a good angle.
Alcohol? What?
This?
Oh,
from the
I think
the,
we're good.
From the trap out over there.
I'll get a massage.
I like those love handles you got there.
I missed it. You were so close yet so far.
I guess pretty soon.
What did I do walking on? Alright, I gotta go.
Okay.
My ride's getting happy birthday.
I'm sorry, I just bummed out a lot.
It's a little bit.
Have y'all got a non-menthol cigarette?
Kidney than your other kidney.
Is that bad?
I don't know. It feels like it's just a little larger than the other one. I don't know if it's necessarily a bad thing, but you know, it's
probably just swollen muscles.
Yeah. Just like check it, but could also be stress.
Radio Rubber Room and then Radio Rubber Room. Is it capitalized R's?
Yeah.